one to kick off the show. Calvin Harris, Katy Perry, Pharrell Williams, Big Sean, you name it, they're on it. That's Feels on Today FM. Before that, we had Martin Solvig and Hello. It is Al Porter. If you'd like to get in touch, it's 53102, or you can email al@todayfm.com. Al, you could have, or could you have, Lewis Hamilton on your competition, Celeb versus Pleb, but just call it Pleb versus Pleb. He's a feckin' muppet. I can't stand his stupid little manicured face and voice, said Owen in Leash. Tell us what you really think. My goodness. Pamela Blake, good to see you.
Hey, welcome back.
Did you miss me?
I did. Of course I did, even though you were just like 2 metres away from me last week.
Are you surprised that I was able to get up in the morning?
I was. In fairness, I was surprised.
Now, Pam, you would never set up a Twitter account and tell people my secrets, would you?
Never.
Good. But have you seen the secret RTE producer?
I have.
I know.
It's fascinating.
It is. So, if anybody's listening to the show and they're not in show business, this is the biggest story in entertainment and show business right now. And I had to share it with you because it is complete and utter scandal. There is a Twitter account now online called Secret RTE Producer. You might have heard about it, or you might have read about it in the newspaper, or maybe it's completely passed your life by. Basically, somebody working in RTE has gone rogue, set up an anonymous Twitter account, and has been, in their words, whistleblowing about all of the goings-on inside of Radio Telefiche Éireann. They're talking incompetencies, they're outing producers on, you know, things they've cancelled or things they've brought back. They're telling you when people are going for lunch, who has to corner who in what part of the room to try and get them to make a decision. It is scandalous. Online, there are people like Graeme Linehan, who wrote Father Ted, or Dara O'Brien, or Maya Dunphy getting involved as well. Everybody's throwing digs, the knives are out. Anybody I've met, and you know yourself, if you work in a factory, you work in a school, or wherever you work, you know, there's mutual friends and everybody kind of knows who's in the same business. Everyone I meet is going, is it you? Is it you? Do you know who it is? Oh my God, is it you? It's almost like Maya Dunphy said, a Spartacus situation where people are just standing up going, I'm the RTE secret producer. No, I'm the RTE secret producer. It is the most exciting thing, I would say, to happen in RTE since Pat Kenny ripped up the Late Late Toy Show tickets 10 years ago. Like, that is, this is the most drama and excitement. It's unfolding like a House of Cards episode, and I just can't wait to see what's going to happen. Now, this is the thing. I read a comment online that said it's inspiring other people to whistleblow about their offices, or, you know, encouraging other people to go rogue. If you're going to set up a whistleblower tweet account, right, or Twitter or whatever it's called, don't do it in a small environment. You know what I mean? Because I heard Lenny earlier on go, oh, I'd love to set up a secret Today FM producer. I'm like, Lenny, there's 3 people on our team. So, if you're giving out the secrets about me and Pam, it doesn't take the greatest powers of Poirot deduction to work out that it's you that's actually the whistleblower. So just, if you're going to do it, make sure that you do it in a big environment. But it's brilliant. It's the best social media RTE has done in years. I love it. It's just drama and scandal. And sure, who doesn't look like a good gossip or a good bitch? We've loads coming up on the show. We've got music from Spiller, David Bowie and Arcade Fire. Interestingly, I'm going to find out where I'm actually from. And I don't mean Tala, but we did a DNA test. You know, one of these ones that can go, oh, West Africa or Australia or whatever. So that's really looking forward to finding out about that. And we're going to catch up with Saoirse and Alan, who went out on a blind date to the Mayo and Dublin game yesterday. Do you remember we had our match for the match last week with Mirren O'Connell? So we'll see how they got on. If you'd like to get in touch, it's 53102, or you can email al@todayfm.com.